It was an incredible day today.
It was an incredible day.
Wait, why are you touching your nose? Are you Lyme? Some people think that's a symbol of Lyme. I wish you could be here to watch Keith right now.
I think Rebecca has had way too much coffee. She has lost control of her ability to read body language. We worked with a Chinese delegation of property managers on body language, thanks to Goucher College.
Yes, people all in the commercial real estate industry. And what was incredible with this session that we did was the level of reflection that everybody had in the room. When we ask clients often for takeaways at the end of a session, we often get a few thought-provoking answers. But in this room, the level of philosophy that went into the answers was phenomenal.
People understood themselves and they drew deeply from themselves. It's interesting because when I said property management, Rebecca gave me that look like, what are you talking about? But here's the interesting part. I met a gentleman that is a property manager there, and that is why they're going to Camden Yard tonight to learn about the HVAC system. So I would say we never know who could be in the audience.
Oh, Keith is showing off some of his homework because they work in all different parts of the commercial real estate industry. And now you have a window into the kinds of conversations back and forth between us all day long. Keith had to get that little dig in because I told you he was touching his nose.
Oh, I would never think that.
At least I didn't say you were picking it.
You know, something funny, though, is a couple, it's fun to be competitive in a fun way with each other to try to remember because it keeps the day going and it keeps the spirit and
does
happiness.
It keeps the fire alive.
It keeps the fire alive.
All day Rebecca. Yesterday, Keith was furious with me because every time he was about to say something.
Oh, every time I'm about to say something. You know, in that time in class when you think you should raise your hand and you don't, and then someone else says the right answer and you think, oh, I should have done it. That was my whole day yesterday. Every time
it
I thought.
It was weird. Or you could take the silver lining of it, that we were that in tune with each other, that you copied me that closely.
There's always a silver lining. However you look at life, you can find a way to flip it
I like to find
around.
The platinum lining, Keith.
But Rebecca, let's get back to topic. The topic of the Chinese delegation, though, they really understood and interpreted what they did and how it fit for their inner self.
And someone brought up the connection between your spiritual happiness and well-being and the body language that you show. And we had never thought about it that way. And it was fascinating. They called it how your inner movements become what people see on the outer side.
Oh, I like that. Maybe we should title this podcast, The Inner Movements. What did you say after that?
People see on the outside.
That people see on the outside.
Not that much in sync today, obviously.
No, because they can't see on the inside, can they?
No, I can't see into you. We'll ponder that one.
Do you know what I was talking about the other day? Remember what we were talking about? What was I talking about? The concept that it's not when you speak the words, but what people really hear is the space between words. That's getting deep, isn't it?
That is getting deep.
That's for a whole nother day.
Here's some space for all of you.
Bye-bye. Rebecca, where are we off to today at Tall Small?
I love the element of surprise, Keith. I had no idea we were rolling. You should have asked me without letting me see this as a recording, and then people would see how crazy I am in real life. We are headed over to UMBC, for those of you who are not in Maryland. That is Keith's alma mater. As he likes to say, they added their honors program after he was there.
They had to raise the bar. They had no other choice.
You'd bang your head on it.
Oh, you are stand-up material today, aren't you? We are working with three individuals over at the UMBC Tech Center.
It's an incubator program that we've been working with since Tall Small was born, about 5 years ago. Little baby Tall Small, where we work with people who have startups, and these are incredible startups.
I think the word's entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
Oh.
Entrepreneurs who are working through tech and bio programs to do things to keep us safe health-wise and on our computers and all kinds of other programs.
Wow. That's fascinating. Things way beyond our pay grade, but it doesn't matter what they really do because we help them communicate in simple, bite-sized steps.
where people will not choke on the words and get confused.
We're talking sliders, not big burgers.
That's right, sliders.
Sliders.
Sliders. I don't know what accent that is.
Sliders. Kind
Clearly
of a Philly,
New Jersey.
Clearly,
we have not had enough caffeine yet this
or
morning.
Maybe too much.
Or maybe too much. But we work with people who are 100 times as smart as we are and get them to dumb it down. As one client called it, we take a double-wide approach.
Double-wide. The whole concept is make it simple. If you're looking for training, if you're looking to empower yourself, if you're trying to figure out how do I get to the next step in life and you're thinking I gotta take some complex course or some kind of test or have a coach for 20 years, you're misguided.
You are misguided. What you need to do is hire tall, small. We love to role play and we'll pretend we are that couple sitting in a double wide trailer with the TV blaring. And what you say will need to make sense to us as we are barely paying attention. Because that, our friends, is how most conversations go down. People are thinking about what they're having for dinner the next day, where they're going on vacation, and your words have only a few seconds to hit hard.
There's two reasons you don't hire tall, small. One is you think, I don't have time. You gotta make time. The second thing is you think, it costs too much. It does cost a lot. But anything worth it costs money. And if you don't invest, you're not going to go any further. You got to take some money, you got to invest to take it to the next level.
And we have never had a single person come back to us and tell us that it was not worth it. Every single person comes back and tells us about the continued interest that they receive, the dividends on their investment in themselves.
So take some time, contact us, check out our website, ask people, find out if we're legit, if we really make a difference. Read our references. Do your homework. Don't believe what you hear on this podcast. Make your own determination. Call us. Start with us. You don't have to do multiple sessions. You do one and you hate us, you never have to see us again.
Then you're one and done.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. But we don't stop on Friday. We're going to keep on going.